Computer Suicide. SDCLLL Episode Number 1. Today is the 13th of October 2021, and I'm your host, Lily. Thanks for joining us.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
According to the CDC,
awareness, education and resources at the population level are critical to helping patients of all ages prevent suicide.
A child family,
support network and health team can work together to identify warning signs of depression, suicidal thoughts, suicide and possible suicide attempts, as well as contextual evidence from children's histories and lives to help doctors and families understand and prevent the causes of suicide. Support is available for patients suffering from burnout and suicidal thoughts. You can contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, 24 hours a day. Data Scientists Crisis Text Line is an SMS-based crisis counseling that uses machine learning and artificial intelligence to draw words and emojis to signal when a person is at high risk of suicide or self-harm. Robert O. Lawton, distinguished Professor Thomas Joyner of Florida State University, co-author of the study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychological Science, said screen time should be considered a modern risk factor for depression and suicide. Schreiner encourages parents to keep track of their children's screen time, especially teenagers who spend more time on screens because it is associated with depressive and suicidal behavior. Screening remains an integral part of any suicide prevention program, and it should be part of your practice when you offer support, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in September 2020. The suicide rate among pediatric patients has increased by 57.4% between 2007 and 2018. This is the second leading cause of death among children, just behind accidents. Statistics from the CDC show that the suicide rate of teens increased by 31% between 2010 and 2015, and a national survey revealed that the number of teens reporting symptoms of severe depression increased by 33%. The CDC report is the largest U.S. study comparing suicide rates by occupation. It covered 17 states and examined 12,300 of the more than 40,000 suicide deaths reported statewide in 2012. Suicide rates have risen in recent years, rising 21% among Americans under 16 between 2000 and 2012. The study tested two algorithms that were designed to predict death at suicide within 90 days of a doctor's visit, based on an analysis of electronic medical records. To identify the top five suicide risks, the first algorithm identified half of all suicides in white patients and the second identified 41%. JAMA Psychiatry, BD. The interviews consisted of self-assessed modifications to the Hamilton Rating Scale for Depression, a novel questionnaire designed to assess suicidal thoughts. Using limited data, they calculated suicide rates for broad occupations, not for specific occupations. Investigations of the tablet computer before Frankie's death revealed he had access to material related to self-harm and suicide for several months. Investigators learned that the tablet had internet filtering software installed that prevented access to inappropriate content, but that it had been accessing suicide-related material for months. The email contained information that Swartz's attorney, Elliot R. Peters, felt justified, but that the judge had thrown out the case for mishandling the seizure of evidence from the computer and related devices. Aaron Swartz, 26, decided to close his case on his own terms after prosecutors portrayed him as a computer liar who illegally accessed free online documents from academic journals in the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In 2011, Aaron Hillel Swartz was arrested by MIT police for connecting a computer from an unmarked and unlocked locker to the MIT network to download scientific journal articles from JSTOR using a guest user account issued to him by MIT. On November 17, 2011, he was indicted by a grand jury in Middlesex County Superior Court on charges of intentionally breaking into a computer network. Aaron Swartz, 26, a prisoner, arrested in 2011 and charged, decided to end his case on his own terms. Aaron Swartz hanged himself in his apartment in Brooklyn last weekend. A review of the legal document in Swartz's case, Pacer, shows the legal wrangling over the evidence and merits of the case and the harsh penalties that the U.S. government sought for what some in the computer world regard as harmless. Swartz found out in early 2011 that the documents had been handed over to JSTOR and was satisfied that justice had been done. On January
12, 2013, Swartz's family and partners released a statement criticizing the prosecution and MIT at a memorial service for Swartz in 2013. Malamud recalled her work on PACER. He immersed himself in studies of computer programming, the Internet, and Internet culture. British-born U.S. tech entrepreneur John McAfee died on Wednesday by suicide in a Barcelona prison after Spain's Supreme Court approved his extradition to the United States based on tax fraud charges, according to his lawyer Reuters. McAfee posted profane videos on YouTube in 2013 mocking the difficulty of removing software bearing his name from computers. At a court hearing last month, he said he would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted in Britain, given his age. This was Computer Suicide, by SDCLLL, and this was episode number 1. My name is Lily Woods, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. We have no sponsors. This is a just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.